This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1748, YOLO, JOMO, FOMO, philosophical slang in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a listener question about some common acronyms in American English. Find out what they mean and what they say about you when you use them. Listen in today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? How's everything?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. I'm so happy to be on the mic recording. It's my favorite time of the week, so glad to be here. Have you felt any FOMO lately, Michelle?
I guess in a way, like, well, I don't know if this counts as FOMO, but, you know, when I see, I mean, I had a little, like, you know, when you, like, you went to Germany and, like, my brother went to Jamaica and, yeah, you know, yeah. Definitely, like, I have, like, a little bit of travel FOMO, but I don't know if that technically counts as FOMO or as just, like, I also want to travel.
Maybe in, like, the broad sense it counts, right? In the broad definition of the term FOMO.
Right. Exactly. Do you get FOMO, Lindsay?
I guess not as much anymore. I think as I'm getting a little older, yeah. I'm settling in, and yeah. I think I get more JOMO more than FOMO.
JOMO! we're going to talk about JOMO.
Yeah, we'll get into JOMO because I'm really excited. I was actually having a conversation with some friends about JOMO last night.
Is that right? But
all right, so what are we talking about? I mean, we're answering a student question today. Is that right?
We are answering a question, and I had never heard of JOMO actually. So, yeah. Lindsay, well, could you read the question for us?
Yes, this is from Uker. I'm an English teacher from Turkey and an All Ears English fan. Could you discuss FOMO and JOMO in one of your episodes? That'd be quite helpful and interesting. And I'd like to know about your opinion on these. Cheers, Uker. Okay, great question. Okay. We love your questions, by the way, guys. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, this is wonderful. And I learned something new from this question. So thank you to our listener.
Thank you, Uber, for teaching us something new about English. I love it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let's start with FOMO. What does FOMO mean? What does it stand for? Guys, this stands for something.
Yeah, so FOMO is the initials FOMO, right? Uh-huh. In capital letters, an acronym, and it means fear of missing out. Yeah. Fear of missing out. All right.
Yeah. I feel like I don't hear this as much as I used to. Like, I feel like it's, you know, I don't know, this little word has kind of had its day in the sun. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe. That's a fun expression, had its day in the sun, by the way. That's great. Yeah, that's possible. It's also possible that, honestly, it's due to the times. I mean, the pandemic, this global health crisis has been going on. No one's really doing anything.
Yeah, there's not much FOMO to be had.
That's right. But yeah, you know, phrases and words, acronyms do come in and out of style, and that's very possible.
Yeah. It really used to be used a lot. But what does that mean? Fear of missing out.
Well, this especially collides with social media, right? It's when you see other people doing something, especially specifically probably your friends or people, maybe your frenemies, right? Friends or frenemies doing something that you wish you were there for whatever reason. Maybe you weren't invited or maybe you decided not to go and you go because you're afraid of missing it. You would rather be a part of it, even if you're tired or you don't want to go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how what it is.
Yes, exactly. So you might say something like, I'm tired, but I'm going because I have severe FOMO. I've heard people use it like this, like describing it almost as like a condition.
Yeah.
Yes. If you are the type of person who like gets that feeling, then, you know, you might find yourself doing a lot of things that you don't want to do.
Interesting. I think this collides with a lot of things. Social media, the pandemic. It's also a little generational. I kind of feel like my generation missed this a little bit. I don't know. I think because I just turned 40 this year and I think it didn't become a thing until I guess like the last 10 years, right? FOMO. And I just feel like people in their like late 30s and 40s just aren't. They don't have it as much. That's my thinking, at least.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like often FOMO happens when people are, like we said, afraid of missing out socially or maybe even professionally. Like I think of it when you're in a new situation, meeting new people, and then you're tired. Like, have you ever like, okay, maybe you were abroad, Lindsay, and people were getting to know each other and you were really tired, but maybe you went to something because then when people are getting to know each other, then sometimes, especially feel like in an abroad situation, people start to like bond and like get these like inside jokes and all this stuff. And like, and then if you've missed it, you're like, and you're scared. Like how, I feel like there's some pressure there.
Well, that's a real thing because freshman year, it's really important. Your freshman year in college, especially your dorm mates, you know, that's actually a key moment in some ways for the rest of your life. I don't mean to be so dramatic, but a lot of times, you know, your friends from college, you do have them your whole life. And then your friend base, your first year really matters. You're going to the dining hall, you need people to go with. So that's a legitimate FOMO like that you should probably follow through with. The place I get this the worst is sometimes conferences because it's really hard. Usually I try to stay in the hotel of the conference, right? Stay in that hotel so I can just go back to my room. But that means that it's easy for me at, you know, the end of the day, you've gone to all these sessions, like you've been talking to a ton of people, you're exhausted, but now there's a happy hour or there's a party, right? You got to get on a bus, go to the city and go to the party. You feel like you should go, right? And you go because you don't want to miss any opportunities to meet people, but then you don't really want to go because you're totally exhausted.
Right.
Conferences.
That's so. I really hate that FOMO feeling. And I do think that's another great example of conference. When it happens. Like you just like don't want to go to the thing. Like I remember I went and it was like really raining outside, but people were going
at a conference.
And,
go ahead. Yeah.
No, and that's just you have this feeling of like, to just like hang around the hotel or just like lay in bed and like, but it's important for networking. So a little bit of FOMO is maybe a good thing.
Yeah, in a way it's good, right? It's like you're also paying a lot of money usually to be at the conference. So you think, oh my God, this is once a year. What, you know, I have to build relationships here. There's all sorts of inner dialogue that goes on that adds another layer to the FOMO at conferences for sure. But okay, so what else, Michelle? Before we keep going, I do want to let our listeners know, guys, go ahead and hit that follow button on All Ears English. We have some really good stuff coming up for you this spring. We are super excited about it and you guys are going to love it. So go ahead and hit follow. Follow on All Ears English Podcast, whether you are listening on YouTube, maybe, or whether you are in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hit follow. All right.
Awesome. Definitely do that, guys.
Yes.
So, I mean, other times, I feel like also, even not necessarily at a conference, but even work in general, I feel like we've talked about this a little bit, like when we did that thing about cocktail parties and work, I think, we were talking about that, you know, how long do you have to stay? And, so like a work happy hour or a party for work or something like that. I don't know. And then another thing is, like you said, social media, like when you see people, it's not I don't know if that counts as FOMO because it's something you've already missed, but you might like have post-situation FOMO, like
You
see the picture online of the event you decided not to attend, and then you're like, oh no, they look like they're getting so close and I'm missing all of it.
And it's true. Oh my gosh. Social media is the worst. It is, you know, anytime, or even, it's not even just for situations too, right? I think that a vague notion of this feeling can come up even if you go into your Facebook feed and you see, oh, this person had a baby, or this person had this life milestone. And maybe if you're not having those milestones, that could be a form of FOMO too. Would you agree, Michelle?
Yeah, one is the like pre-FOMO, I feel, and then like where you feel like you have to do something and you're like making that decision. And one is like just like this feeling of you see things online and it makes you feel like maybe you're missing something.
Yeah, like fear of missing life. Like all these people are doing these things, these big life things, and maybe you're not as much. And then it's a form of FOMO. It's a strain of it.
Right. I mean, Lindsay, what do you do? Like, if you're in that situation, like you were saying at the conference or whatever, what's your thought process? Do you let your FOMO get the best of you? Do you think is it worth it to push yourself always? Like, how do you make that decision?
I try to go half and half. So I try to like blend that with compassion. So what I'll do is one night, so usually there's, you know, three or four nights, two or three nights. So like half the nights I'll push myself and go out, do the thing, right? Go to the party, even if I, whatever. And then the other half the nights, I will just stay home and watch CNN or something in my hotel room.
That's a good way. And like just divide it up.
Yeah, divide it up. But I have definitely like this particular conference back in August, I did make a really important connection because I went to a happy hour and that was easy. That was like a 5:30 happy hour. Not a big deal. But I'm glad I went. So sometimes this does happen, you know, when you go and you meet these people and it matters. So
Yeah, and it's that fear of not having that encounter.
Exactly.
That, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So let's go into JOMO. So I had never heard of JOMO, so I had to look this up. So for our listener, thank you. I learned something new. So what is JOMO, Lindsay?
Well, I just learned this today too, to be honest. But it seems like JOMO is joy of missing out. And honestly, this is the one I identify with a little bit more.
Yes.
What about you, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. I'm all about it. When I read this, I was like, this is great stuff. It's like the other end of FOMO, you know, it sounds like it's like this shift, right? Where you feel okay and you feel like content, even if you don't go to something. And I think it's just like this peace.
Yes. Yep. There is a real, in this notion, this idea, JOMO, there's a real sense of comfort in this, of being comfort in yourself, like settling into yourself, a foundation, a mindfulness. Yeah. So like, I'm okay. I'm going to not do this. And I'm totally indulging in the fact that I'm not doing it. I'm loving this. I think this definitely comes more with age, what I was saying with as you get a little bit older. Yeah. I was having this conversation last night at the, we went to a friend's birthday last night. My friend was turning 40. Everyone there was 40 plus, and then one person was like in her mid 30s, I think. And we were talking about that, how much more often we're feeling JOMO, right, than FOMO these days. Yeah. Or with the pandemic, you know, being glad to be able to stay in and not like wanting to have a clean week where like there were no commitments whatsoever and you could just stay home. It's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think I was thinking it could be like an introvert extrovert thing. Like some like, you know, introverts are really love that JOMO feeling where I feel like an extrovert might be more likely to have a FOMO feeling. Like,
yeah, that's true. Right? Too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's personality. It's age. It's how extroverted you are. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's YOLO.
Okay, that one is just cool. What is that, Michelle?
Yeah, well, you know YOLO, right?
Yeah, I did know this one just recently.
Yeah, this one also, again, it like had, you know, it went through a very popular phase where people said it, but it means you only live once. So I just wanted to teach that one as well. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, this one, I mean, I know about it, but I think I missed it too when it came up, and I'm not exactly sure how people, did they write it in social media? They're like, I'm going skydiving, YOLO. Like, how do they even use it?
Yeah, they might
Michelle?
Do that. Yeah, they might write it or they might say it. Like YOLO, like sometimes you might say it like, oh, if you're maybe you're at a restaurant and there's some food that like, you know, it's like you're having something really adventurous and you're kind of like, you might say like, oh, YOLO, you know.
Sure. Or another good food example would be if you have let's say an allergy to dairy, but there's this amazing flavor of ice cream and you're like, I'm just going to have that ice cream, YOLO.
Yes. That's a good example as well. saying it before you do something.
Okay.
So travel, maybe something silly or giving into some sort of an indulgence like that, even if maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah. What do you think is the right balance there, Michelle? I mean, how often do you find yourself just kind of YOLOing, right? Doing the things because you only live once versus, I don't know, maybe like staying healthy or preserving health or energy or whatever it is. Like, what's your balance?
Good question. I have to really think about that, but I if I really want to do something, then I'll do it. But I don't want to YOLO because of a FOMO.
Ooh, that is so good. I love that we're speaking in acronyms now. I'd rather just JOMO.
Yeah, I'd rather just JOMO. I mean, guys, I do actually. That's a good point, Lindsay. Is like. We don't say these things all the time. Like, I wouldn't just be like, oh, Lindsay, yeah, I have some JOMO, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just like, it's used more in kind of a sarcastic, silly way. Like,
yeah.
I do remember a girl using it, like, how I wrote, I have severe FOMO, and people do use it, but this is not something that's, like, said all the time in, like, a serious way. Yeah, so that's important.
Yeah, I mean, that person could say it just because they're so embedded in maybe social media, but everyone knows that it's still light and silly. It's just that they maybe take it seriously or maybe not, you know? That's so funny. Yeah, that balance is the key. For me, it's like, okay, during the week, I try to like, you know, keep things somewhat disciplined, working out. And then on the weekend, it's like YOLO, you know? Enjoy.
Yeah,
that's a good, it was like an 80-20 balance or something.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. And what about this question? You know, how do you get comfortable with saying that you can't do something socially? Like saying no, that you just don't want to or you can't.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think that's something that people really have to work on over time. I mean, or at least for myself, like I definitely have a hard time being like, oh, that's not going to work. Although, unfortunately, there haven't been too many social events.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, in the past, it's been hard for me because especially at the beginning of something, at the beginning of people getting to know each other, the beginning of college, after that, because like, you're also afraid then people are going to have these inside jokes. And I realize that that's a good expression. We might be able to do something with that episode.
We should.
Inside jokes. Mm-hmm.
That's a great one, Michelle. Absolutely. Well, let's finish off the episode for today. I mean, Michelle, just to finish off, which of the three would you say, again, that you identify with the most? YOLO, FOMO, or JOMO at this moment in your life?
At this moment, JOMO, for sure. What about you?
All right. Yeah, it's a mix. It's a 50-50 between YOLO and JOMO. Is that okay?
That's okay. It's kind of funny, guys. Because these things, just one last thing is like they're so silly. How these sound, but like the actual philosophy and like actually talking about them is kind of deep.
We could have gone a lot deeper, as you know we can in All Ears English, but guys, we're gonna wrap it up for today. Let us know on social media, which of those do you identify with the most? It's another good chance to go inside and think and then be able to talk about it and connect in English, guys. Good stuff, awesome. Michelle. Guys, if you love this kind of episode, this new way of learning English with All Ears English, then hit follow on our show. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Good topic today.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.